Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Hundreds of people packed into the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds Starlight Ballroom in Davenport last night to discuss the effects of the Trump administration's attempts to downsize federal agencies. AFSCME Union Secretary and Treasurer Elisa McBride says the White House is trying to destroy unions by stripping federal employees of their collective bargaining rights.
In the labor movement, we believe in solidarity, that an injury to one is an injury to all. And so we're going to link arms and stand up for our rights to collectively bargain, to make a better life for ourselves and our families.
The event is one of many being held across the country by the so-called Department of People Who Work for a Living, created by the AFL-CIO. It's in response to Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, cutting federal jobs nationwide. The state of Illinois is giving 25 municipalities and construction companies money for downtown revitalization projects. That includes East Moline, Monmouth, and Spring Valley. The funds total $30 million. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the goal is to invite people back to Main Street districts that have endured years of disinvestment.
Main Streets and downtowns were losing their small businesses in part because they needed upgrades and improvements that local governments sometimes could not afford. And if our towns and cities cannot succeed, well, neither can the state of Illinois.
Pritzker says the money will go towards reconstruction projects, acquiring land for affordable housing, historic renovation, and more. Four University of Iowa international students are suing the government for terminating their student visas. The graduate students claim the federal government unlawfully terminated their F-1 visas without any explanation and are challenging the actions under the Fifth Amendment. Court documents say the students have not committed any criminal offenses and remain in good academic standing. Three are chemical engineering students and one is an epidemiologist for the state. Two are from China and the other two from India. The students are asking for their statuses to be restored. Spring planting is underway in many Midwestern states. As Harvest Public Media's Hope Kerwin reports, farmers are planning on fewer acres of soybeans this year amid the escalating trade war with China.
Federal data shows farmers intend to plant about 4% fewer acres of soybeans in the U.S. compared to 2024. Soybean prices heavily depend on exports to China, and the continued exchange of tariffs started by President Donald Trump means the future of that market is uncertain. Wisconsin farmer Pat Malooly sits on the state's soybean marketing board. He says growers have struggled with the crop's profitability since the first Trump administration's trade war.
Soybean price just kind of dwindling back on us. And the inputs are up, you know, last few years, and it's just hard to pencil a profit.
Corn, while facing similar issues to soybeans, is less dependent on exports, making it a safer bet during an uncertain year. I'm Hope Kerwin, Harvest Public Media.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a disaster relief bill that allocates more money for fixing homes and buildings and helps the state better prepare for future disasters. The measure sets aside nearly $14 million for fixing damaged homes and for demolishing hazardous buildings. It also adds more regulations for people who review insurance claims and sets up a fund for preparing for future disasters. Last year, the state was granted three presidential disaster declarations within 2 months. This is WVIK News.